Every other Friday on Bravo Brazos Valley, we're going to start a new feature, but you're familiar with it. We're going to talk to the Brazos Valley Arts Council, and Chris Dyer is here. And Chris, welcome to Bravo Brazos Valley again on Friday.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what's going on. I know you've got a guest, Amy Reed, from Keep Brazos Beautiful, but what's going on with the Arts Council?
Well, summer's kind of concluding. A lot of our workshops and camps are wrapping up, but we're getting ready for the new fiscal year and a new gallery season. And in fact, we have a new one coming in August. It's Susan Sheet and Carol Ziegler, sculptor and painting. Susan's from Houston. Carol's a local guy, amazing sculptor, and he actually sculpts in wood. And we're trying to do a lot of different things in the gallery to bring more people in and bring new things to the public that they haven't seen before. It's kind of a cool combo show. And working with all our affiliates, we're in granting season, so that's always exciting. But one thing that we always mention is that we're arts, culture, and heritage, and we have a pretty wide array of affiliate groups. And that's why I keep Brazos Beautiful is here, because we just have the full spectrum. Any way to keep this community beautiful, we got it. Arts, culture, and a little bit of Keep Brazos Beautiful.
So, yeah, it's not all singing and dancing and on stage stuff,
right.
But it's the beautiful art of our community and what's out there. Amy, talk about what's going on right now, especially with Keep Brazos Beautiful.
Well, summertime is usually kind of our downtime, and we get to rebuild and regroup, and we just haven't seen that yet this summer. We're having a great summer. We have 5 interns from Texas A&M. They're doing fabulous work for us. So we're already gearing up for this fall, and we're starting that with some summer events. Our 31st anniversary here in celebrating the work Keep Brazos Beautiful does in Bryan College Station is going to be August 6th. We're doing our birthday bash with the Bombers out at the Brazos Valley Ballpark. It's also a fundraiser for us. So it's a good opportunity to come out, have a great time at a fun event, help support an organization that's working really hard here in the community, and just get to meet some of the people who are part of the organization. We want to see everybody out there for our birthday. God willing, I may actually throw that first pitch over the home plate. We'll see. But it's the one time of year that my kids really just have to take in total embarrassment that I'm their mom. So it's a lot of fun. And then following the week after that, we are doing a ribbon cutting. It's been a long time. We have new leadership within our organization doing new programs here in the community. So we're going to celebrate that with our Chamber of Commerce with the ribbon cutting August 11th at 4:30 at the LaSalle Hotel, followed by our members' summer soiree. And this is a gathering. It's free of charge. We'll be in the lounge at the hotel, have some hors d'oeuvres. We've had a long day at work or a great day at work. We've had a signature cocktail designed too by the bar, so you can partake in that if you choose. It's a twist of green. And so it's an opportunity to get to meet the board of directors of Keep Brazos Beautiful. We have an outstanding board of 17 volunteers who help guide our organization. And it's an opportunity for them to meet who our members are and our members to meet them. Also our staff and interns. We'll have some great drawings, door prize drawings for members and new members. And again, just another way to get us out there in the community and let people know that we're here and we enjoy what we're doing.
Chris, anything else you want to close with from the Arts Council?
Well, I just always like to mention that, she mentioned 31 years. I mean, is that right? There's a lot of nonprofit arts organizations that have been here for a long time. They're going to be here for a long time to come, doing great work. And we're, this is our 40th year, so we're really excited about that. So continue doing great work in the community.
All right. Thanks for being on Bravo Brazos Valley.
Thank you.
All right. Every other Friday, the Arts Council will be represented right here on Bravo Brazos Valley.